David Taylor. Fuel made from food waste like used cooking oil is no longer just the domain of backyard mechanics, but it's an industry that's been struggling to attract investment. Now the federal budget has delivered a windfall for the sector, including almost $2 billion to develop it. Advocates say the investment will help decarbonise industries that rely on diesel and aviation fuels. Declan Gooch has more.
The idea of sustainable fuel made from Australian crops gets Victorian farmer Andrew Wiedemann excited.
You know, it's been an aspiration to potentially be able to feed our own vehicles as our grandfathers fed horses, and maybe we get the opportunity to start producing products that we can turn then into fuel, and other parts of the world are doing it already.
He's long found it frustrating that Australia exports the byproducts of crops like canola that could be used to make some of those fuels locally. To be clear, he's talking about making diesel out of what's left behind after the canola is processed for its original use.
From our point of view, you know, we're selling canola today and have been over the last decade to the European Union, where they've been actually turning our canola into biodiesel. So I think it's only fair that we have a crack at it here, but obviously it all comes down to economics.
Those economics could get more favourable, with the federal budget tipping an unprecedented amount of money into so-called low-carbon liquid fuels, mainly as alternatives to conventional diesel and aviation fuel. Here's Shahana McKenzie, CEO of peak industry group Bioenergy Australia.
It's the first time in a federal budget, in known time really, that there has been a focus on decarbonisation of liquid fuels in Australia, which is a really crucial move domestically. Liquid fuels represent around 45% of Australia's current energy usage, and we have not had a pathway for decarbonisation of that, unlike kind of our peers such as the US or Europe, or even more recently within our region.
The budget sets aside $1.7 billion over the next 10 years for the Australian Renewable Energy Agency to try to make low-carbon technologies like alternative liquid fuels commercially viable. Shahana McKenzie says her own ute is powered entirely by renewable diesel.
At the moment, we aren't making any in Australia, so at the moment it's all imported product. It is coming from Australian feedstock, though, which is interesting. So the fuel that I'm using at the moment is mostly being refined in Singapore, and it's being made from things such as used cooking oil, tallow, canola. Those sorts of fats and oils are the primary feedstock for what's currently being refined out of Singapore, with Australia being a significant contributor to feedstocks globally.
Unlike biodiesel, renewable diesel can be used as a direct substitute for standard diesel without the need for any engine modifications or blending. Sustainable aviation fuel can be made the same way, and that's already been used globally in more than 400,000 flights. But supply is so limited, it can only be used as a blend in low proportions.
The blend ratio at the moment is really dependent on the supply availability. So, this is a new industry which has been created. It's being stood up. There isn't really the availability of supply.
Polly Hemming is the director of the Australia Institute's Climate and Energy Program. She says investing in the sector is a good idea, but that the investment must be seen in context.
This actually isn't that much when you look at how much Australian governments currently give in subsidies for high carbon fuels, as in fossil fuels, which is $14 billion a year. That's not over 10 years, that's a year.
She says one problem is that there's no agreed definition of what a sustainable or renewable fuel is.
The answer changes depending on who you talk to. So the fossil gas industry, for example, in Australia would call LNG a sustainable fuel or a low carbon fuel. Others refer to low carbon or renewable fuels as things like biodiesel or fuels that are made from, say, vegetable oils. But there actually is no standard definition for what makes a low carbon liquid fuel or a renewable fuel. And that makes it kind of problematic when you're dealing with it in a policy sense.
The government has budgeted more than $18 million for a certification scheme that would regulate the production of those fuels, which Shahana McKenzie says should help to address those issues. The government's also spending $1.5 million to analyse options to boost demand for renewable fuels, including potential mandates.
This is a future industry for Australia, where Australia is actually being seen globally as a potential superpower. Our land availability, our really significantly advanced ag system, and our supply chain management. We are really being seen as a major player globally in supporting renewable fuel production.
Shahana McKenzie from Bioenergy Australia, that report from Declan Gould.